shooting survivors take gun message to Tallahassee.
We're going to keep pushing until something is done.
President moves on gun accessory.
We must actually make a difference.
Hope for those with peanut allergies.
It changes the way the immune system sees peanuts.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Days after 14 classmates and three adults were shot and killed at their school, dozens of Parkland High School students are now in Florida's capital. Some are meeting now with the state's attorney general. CBS's Peter King is in Tallahassee.
They greeted 100 survivors of last week's shootings like conquering heroes. Stoneman Douglas Sr., Diego Pfeiffer.
We are here because of you guys. Because everybody here is supporting us.
Pfeiffer and his 99 classmates will split into groups of 10 for 70 meetings with legislators to demand changes in gun laws here in Florida. South Florida Democratic Senator Lauren Book believes they're all taking the students seriously.
We're here to listen and we're here to take action. And I know that is going to happen. And they are the impetus for what this is.
Parkland Junior Cheryl Aquarola was crushed to learn Florida lawmakers have just turned back an effort to ban assault weapons.
The next death of someone with an assault rifle here in Florida is going to be on them. It's going to be on them, and it's going to be their fault.
A march planned for next month in Washington has drawn big money financial help from the likes of Oprah, George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. From the White House, CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us President Trump has pushed for a ban on bump stock devices.
We have to do more to protect our children.
The president told the Justice Department to take swift action.
I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
The NRA disapproved of Tuesday's directive, arguing that banning semi-automatic firearms and accessories has been shown time and again to not prevent criminal activity.
Gun control groups have taken out a two-page New York Times ad identifying lawmakers who've accepted NRA donations. And CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us the president holds a gun violence event today.
Aides describe this as a listening session for the president to hear from those affected by school shootings what ideas they might have for preventing future mass killings. The White House says members of the Parkland, Florida community have been invited to attend. At least one of the Stoneman Douglas student leaders who's been out front since the shooting says he's turned down the invitation, having previously committed to a cable TV town hall in Florida tonight.
A crowd outside Denver seemed to be in no mood to listen to Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman.
What these shooters look for is soft targets. Force has to be met with force.
He was confronted with jeers and boos at a town hall over and over. Kaufman indicated he would support reasonable gun restrictions, but not an assault weapons ban. Televangelist Billy Graham has died. He was 99 years old.
You're tuned to the Hour of Decision with Billy Graham.
He's been called the conscience of America, a friend of every U.S. president since Harry Truman, a preacher whose revival meetings were never segregated. By his own definition, Billy Graham was a world ambassador with a world ministry. Theologians attribute his success to the fact that he preached without threats and never used guilt to sway anyone.
There's no promise in the Bible about tomorrow. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk about tomorrow. It's today. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. And now is the moment.
Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Now to the Midwest, where there's flooding in several states after a storm system brought snow and rain. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Goshen, Indiana.
Emergency crews used boats to evacuate people and pets from this neighborhood near the rising Bago Creek.
Water has come up a lot faster than what we kind of anticipated. From the time we've gotten here, I believe the water's come up probably about 10 feet.
Inside some homes, the floodwaters were ankle deep. The Indiana State Police is warning drivers against rolling the dice on roads covered by floodwaters.
It can be very dangerous. You don't know what's underneath that water. The road could be washed out, and it could be extremely deep.
Mark Cuban, the outspoken Shark Tank star and owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, says there's a problem in the team's front office, and we've got to fix it. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Cuban saying he's shocked at the expose. At least six women telling Sports Illustrated they left the entire industry over the hostile work environment, as well as over the alleged inappropriate sexual conduct of former Mavericks president Terdema Ussery. Ussery faced down similar accusations 20 years ago. He's denying these new allegations. No players or coaches accused. In fact, Sports Illustrated describes the team's locker room as a refuge from the toxic office environment. Steve?
In Syria, there's been an intense and deadly stretch of government airstrikes and shelling in a Damascus suburb. CBS's Charlie Daggett is covering.
After another airstrike, residents scramble to find survivors and protect themselves from the next one. Even by the standards of the Syrian war, activists describe what's happened in Ghouta as a bloodbath. With help from their Russian allies, the Syrian regime's bombs have left hundreds dead. Medics pleaded with a desperate father to let his son go. Moments later, the boy had become yet another victim of a war he wasn't fighting.
Well, let's shift now to South Korea and the Olympic Winter Games. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest.
For Lindsey Vonn, gold medal dreams turned to bronze. The great American ski star in what she says is her final Olympics had a great run in the women's downhill, but it was only good enough for third place.
Emotional day all around because it's probably my last Olympic downhill.
In ice hockey, the U.S. men's team was eliminated today, beaten by the Czech Republic 3-2 in a shootout. The U.S. women, meanwhile, are getting ready for their gold medal match against their arch rivals and the team that's beaten them the last two Olympics, the Canadians. U.S. captain Megan Duggan.
We've worked really hard this tournament the last 4 years and our entire lives to put ourselves in a position to go after a gold medal.
And a few hours ago, the U.S. women's cross-country team won gold in the team sprint event. It's the first Olympic medal of any kind ever won in cross-country skiing by American women. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook has details on a new study that could help people with peanut allergies.
It gave increasingly larger doses of peanut protein powder sprinkled over food to nearly 500 children aged 4 to 17. At the end of 6 months, 67% of them were able to tolerate the equivalent of roughly two peanuts, enough to avoid a potentially deadly reaction to a small accidental exposure.
We know red wine can stain our teeth, but CBS's Bill Rakoff says there's new evidence it can do some good in our mouths.
Don't trade in your toothbrush for a wine glass just yet, but scientists in a study say they've discovered that two specific polyphenols found in red wine did a good job of keeping bacteria that can produce dental plaque and cavities from sticking to gum-like cells. The study appears in the American Chemical Society's Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, backs up the idea that these polyphenols work at the molecular level to ward away bacteria and infection.
A Stanford study found little difference between a low-fat diet and a low-carb diet for people looking to lose weight. What seemed to matter most was simply eating healthier. People on both diets lost weight when they ate the most vegetables and limited processed foods, unhealthy fats, and sugary drinks. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 21st of February. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.